Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of Commonwealth Countries to begin in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and his US counterpart Marco Rubio discuss cooperation in areas of trade, critical minerals, nuclear energy and defense over phone. US President Donald Trump warns Iran of strong action if Iranian authorities carry out hanging of protesters. US designates Egyptian, Lebanese and Jordanian branches of Muslim Brotherhood as terrorist organizations. And in cricket, second ODI between India and New Zealand to be played in Rajkot this afternoon. The 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth CSPOC will begin today in New Delhi. The three-day conference will bring together speakers and presiding officers from over 60 Commonwealth countries and semi-autonomous parliaments. The aim of this conference is to promote knowledge and understanding of parliamentary democracy in its various forms and to develop parliamentary institutions. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is the chairperson of this conference.
The first day of the conference today will witness the meeting of the Standing Committee. As the chairperson of the 28th CSPOC, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will be chairing the meeting of the CSPOC Standing Committee. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the conference tomorrow at the historic Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan. Mr. Modi will also interact informally with the speakers and presiding officers of the Commonwealth and Autonomous Parliaments. Various sessions will be held during the conference on topics including the use of artificial intelligence in Parliament, sharing of best practices and innovative ideas among participants, social media's impact on parliamentarians, enhancing public understanding of Parliament and security, and health and well-being of MPs. This landmark event marks historic participation and a proud moment in India's democratic and parliamentary journey. After the conclusion of the 28th CSPOC, the Lok Sabha Speaker will hand over the chair of CSPOC to the Speaker of the UK House of Commons, Lindsay Hoyle. With Anupam Mishra, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar held a phone conversation with US Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday, focusing on cooperation in areas of trade, critical minerals, nuclear energy and defense. The phone call came a day after newly appointed US Ambassador Sergio Gord said there will be some contact between the two sides on the trade issue. The External Affairs Minister said he had a good conversation with Mr. Rubio and that they agreed to remain in touch. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he just concluded a good conversation with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Both discussed trade, critical minerals, nuclear cooperation, defense and energy. He said both also agreed to remain in touch on these and other issues. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi asserted that the 1963 agreement between China and Pakistan regarding the Sakshgam Valley in Jammu and Kashmir is illegal. Reiterating New Delhi's stance on the valley, the Army Chief said, India does not approve of any activities in the Sakshgam Valley. General Dwivedi said this while replying to a media query on Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson comment on Sakshgam Valley. The Army Chief was addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday.
India considers 1963 agreement between Pakistan and China as illegal. Therefore, any activity in Sakshgam Valley is concerned, we do not approve of it. And in this terms, MEA has already issued the statement. Therefore, the joint statement which has been issued in China, what I understand about the CPEC 2.0, we do not accept it and we consider that it is an illegal action which is being carried out by the two nations.
The Army Chief said the situation along the line of actual control LAC with China has been stable, but it needs constant vigil. US President Donald Trump has said that the United States will respond forcefully if Iranian authorities carry out hanging of protesters amid ongoing unrest in the nation. In an interview to a TV channel, he said Washington will take very strong action if Tehran indulge in execution of protesters. Earlier in a social media post, Trump said help is on its way for Iranian protesters. He said the scale of the bloodshed in Iran remain unclear and he is awaiting a briefing on the situation.
To all Iranian patriots, keep protesting, take over your institutions if possible, and save the name of the killers and the abusers that are abusing you. You're being very badly abused. If the numbers are right now, I hear five different sets of numbers. And I've canceled all meetings with the Iranian officials until the senseless killing of protesters stops. And all I say to them is help is on its way. You saw that I put tariffs on anybody doing business with Iran. Just went into effect today.
Trump had previously warned that Washington would intervene if protesters were killed. Concerns have intensified that Tehran may use executions to suppress the unrest after prosecutors said some detainees could face capital charges. Iran Human Rights has cited the case of 26-year-old Irfan Sultani, arrested last week in the Tehran satellite city of Karaj, who, according to family sources, has already been sentenced to death and could be executed today. The death toll from a crackdown on protests in Iran jumps to at least 2,571 activists, said today. The figure came from the US-based human rights activist news agency, which has been accurate in multiple rounds of unrest in Iran in recent years. The activist group said 2,403 of the dead were protesters and 147 were government-affiliated. 12 children were killed along with 9 civilians that were not taking part in the protest. More than 18,100 people have been detained, the group said. This is Akashvani and you are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. has labeled 3 Middle Eastern branches of Muslim Brotherhood as terrorist organizations, imposing sanctions on them and the members. Treasury and State Departments announced the actions last night against the Lebanese, Jordanian and Egyptian chapters of the Muslim Brotherhood, which they said pose a risk to the United States and American interests. State Department designated the Lebanese branch of foreign terrorist organization the most severe of the labels, which makes it a criminal offense to provide material support to the group. Jordanian and Egyptian branches were listed by the Treasury as specially designated global terrorists for providing support to Hamas. In a statement, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said, "These designations reflect the opening actions of an ongoing sustained effort to thwart Muslim Brotherhood chapters' violence and destabilization wherever it occurs." In Mali, a ferry trying to land in the Niger River town of Timbuktu, region of northern Mali, hit rocks and sank, killing dozens. Former National Assembly Deputy Al-Kaidi Tore said 38 died and 23 survived, while resident Musa A. Al-Mubarak Tarore lost 21 family members. The boat carrying families and farmers who had just harvested rice attempted to dock after nightfall despite a ban due to security measures against Al-Qaeda-linked militants. Mr. Traore said he helped to retrieve the bodies, some of which were already decomposing. Mali has long battled jihadi militants, and ferry accidents on the Niger River are common, though the death toll in this incident is unusually high. As communities across Sri Lanka prepare for the main Thai Pongal Day tomorrow, the celebration of the multi-day harvest festival in the island nation has commenced. Pongal marks the beginning of the sun's journey northwards, signalling the end of the winter solstice. In men's cricket, second ODI of the 3-match series between India and New Zealand will be played at the Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot today. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian team is leading the series 1-0 as the hosts had won the first ODI by 4 wickets at Vadodara on Sunday. The third and final match of the series will be played in Indore on Sunday. In women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians beat Gujarat Giants by 7 wickets at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 193 runs set by Gujarat Giants, Mumbai Indians made the winning score at the loss of 3 wickets with 4 balls to spare. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of Commonwealth Countries to begin in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar and his US counterpart Marco Rubio discuss cooperation in areas of trade, critical minerals, nuclear energy and defense over phone. US President Donald Trump warns Iran of strong action if Iranian authorities carry out hanging of protesters. U.S. designates Egyptian, Lebanese and Jordanian branches of Muslim Brotherhood as terrorist organizations. And in cricket, second ODI between India and New Zealand to be played in Rajkot this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.